Tony Report. For Heritage Perth, see your city from a new perspective at Perth Heritage Days, October 14 and 15.
The great man Millsy away, but he'll be back tomorrow, so it's just me on my own this morning. Ender, hello, Ender.
Thanks, Baz. Will you join me here in the city of Barcelona? They've had an independence referendum here today, and the Spanish government had previously declared this illegal, so they sent in the police to stop people from voting. Now, the voting was taking place in schools across Catalonia. People here are pushing for independence, certainly a good chunk of them. And the end result was 465 people were injured by the police as they went to vote. So this is a huge problem for the Spanish government. Catalonia is a very productive, wealthy, affluent region here in northeastern Spain. And it would appear that they want to break away and form an independent republic. So the unions have now decided that tomorrow, Tuesday, they will call a general strike. They don't want anyone to go to work on Tuesday. That is their response to the Spanish government. So we've seen a lot of violence here today. It's calm tonight now. But this story and this independence movement is not going away. Now, closer to home, Prime Minister Theresa May has her Conservative Party conference this week. She has huge problems. There's a story on the front page of The Times that really portrays her as a very weak, vulnerable leader. It says that she was in tears after miscalculating the general election in the UK. She had to have her makeup redone because she'd been crying before seeing the Queen. And at one stage, a senior official suggested, get this, that they should bring in an SAS officer to teach her some resilience. Theresa May's response is to give a speech saying that she will freeze university tuition fees, a move to try and get young people voting Conservative. And again, it's all to play for. And of course, the one man who'll be laughing at all of this and lapping it up, Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Good on you, Ender.